And so to history, as we try to make plans more effectively by understanding where we came from and how we got here. Norfolk Island is to the east of Australia, nearly as far away as New Zealand, and it has a crucial role in the European history of Australia. And this year it'll have lots of attention from scientists. So let's join Pauline Newman, who's with Bethany Holland at the museum in Norfolk.
How long have you been here?
I've been living here for over 3 years now. I came over from Melbourne, that's where I grew up, and I've just fallen in love with the community. They have been so welcoming. And then you've got the history. Norfolk Island has its own language and heritage from the Pitcairn Island descendants. And there's been so much to learn, from waterway to the food. They cook brilliantly over here, by the way. I think I've eaten far too much. And then you've got great fish. You've got snorkeling. It's amazing here.
And you said a word, waterway.
Waterway. So the Pitcairn Island is arrived here in 1856. And if you're familiar with your maritime history, you will know about the mutiny of the Bounty. And so you've got the Pitcairn descendants who arrived here, have a mixed heritage of both English and also Tahitian. And then one of the mutineers was also from the West Indies. And so their language is a combination of all those things. For someone who arrived from Australia, I had to learn the word Mola very quickly, because Mola means tomorrow. And so Norfolk Islanders would say, "We'll see you Mola." And I didn't turn up to the appointment on the tomorrow because I didn't understand. And so you learn Mola very quickly. Another word I really enjoy is Kawa, because it means I don't know. Also handy for a newcomer.
And waterway means what?
Oh, waterway means hello. Oh. Welcome. The language is fascinating. There's been studies into it. They still speak it. The Norfolk Islanders have a different way of talking, and it's beautiful. So they have their own accent. So yeah, culture here is amazing, and so is the history.
Of course, the museums were closed during the COVID period. What did you find yourself doing in that time?
So we turned our attentions to the Commissariat Store. And the Commissariat Store is a three-story building built during the Second British Settlement. So that's the very harsh penal colony. It ran from 1825 to 1855, and basically they set up Norfolk Island again as a settlement, but a very different type. They wanted to discourage convicts and colonial-born population in Australia from reoffending, and they set up Norfolk Island as a warning. If you reoffended as a convict, then you were sent to Norfolk Island, and it was supposed to be the Pacific hell and known for harsh treatment, and you just didn't want to be sent there, so don't misbehave and don't reoffend. It had many different commandants until 1855, and treatment of prisoners did vary during that time. But basically, you did not want to be sent to Norfolk Island as a male convict.
I've just been looking at some of the displays and several riots and many people executed for rioting.
Yes, a well-known riot was called the Cooking Pot Riots. A commandant took the utensils off the prisoners, and that caused a mutiny and a riot. And unfortunately, all the 12 ringleaders were executed and hanged. So every convict story is very different. Some died here, some did return to Port Jackson and Australia, having served a sentence, but Norfolk Island wasn't particularly easy to leave.
Yes, in fact, I've seen lots of gravestones in the cemetery of people who were prisoners here who had died.
Yes, drownings occurred because there was a lot of watercraft and offloading of ships and such. There was a lot of escape attempts, but as many men couldn't swim those days, if you ended up in the water, you didn't have a good percentage of surviving.
And I know the food was rubbish, but here's this magnificent wheel. It's a grinding wheel. And people might think this is just for grinding corn to eat, but it wasn't, was it?
This contraption was set up in the crank mill, and that's over near the Kingston Jetty. It's a lovely building. It's got three stories in all, but the convicts didn't think it was a nice building at all, because across Australia's convict sites, treadmills were quite common. And we believe that the two wheels, these two wheel fragments, they're very large gears. And so the gears, they believe, were part of a treadmill and came to Norfolk Island in 1837. And then this is not and never was a treadmill. on Norfolk Island. They believe the blacksmiths on Ireland converted it into a crank wheel. The difference between the two is that treadmills could be worked with your feet to grind maize and corn and flour. It was with your feet, so you couldn't wear shackles. However, the crank wheel, you could still be shackled and use your arms to turn the handles, which would then turn the gears, which would then move the grinding stones and grind up all your maize. So the crank mill building had all the gears and such in the bottom levels, and then the large stones were in the upper levels. And they had to grind their maize, but the crank mill was also known for punishment. There's an account of one of these advisors coming in and writing a report, and he reported that there was all this foul language coming out of the crank mill and a lot of swearing and a lot of groaning. So it wasn't a chore that you needed. But there has been a lot of revision, and there's even accounts of new convicts who have arrived on Ireland putting up their hand and volunteering for this service because they needed the grain. So while you've got one narrative talking about how terrible and awful and cruel this chore was, and it would have been, there is more to it than that.
So how many men would be involved in this?
Well, the shifts actually had 46. So you had two shifts in one day. So over 90 men were involved in the crank mill shift.
So was this form of crank mill operated elsewhere, or was it just for Norfolk Island?
Well, it was devised here because it allowed the prisoners to work the mechanism while they were still shackled. Most other Australian convict sites had treadmills. They were common. There is an article in the Mirror in 1823. It's in written, and it's called the Hand Crank Mill for Prison Labour. And so it was advertising this concept. And it has quite a relaxed illustration of seven men even using one hand to crank this mill. And it's actually the only illustration of what it could have looked like. It's believed it could have been tried elsewhere in England, but we don't really have any other equivalents to compare it to because it really wasn't talked about.
So even more unpleasant.
Unpleasant, exactly. And I think it kind of indicated that on Norfolk Island, there was even less trust in the convicts. They had a lot of re-offenders who were called older hands and the incorrigibles. So men who were in the justice system and just would re-convict and be sent back to jail. So it showed that this small Pacific penal colony, and rightfully so, they were worried about mutinies and they were worried about insurrection, and they'd prefer their convicts shackled.
When did those days finish?
So the settlement was wound down in 1855. And so the last ships left, and then the Pitcairn Island community arrived in 1856. And there was a small welcoming party, Mr. Stewart, and there was a few convicts with him who showed the Pitcairn Islanders the ropes. So here's this building and here's our supplies here. And then all those men quickly left. And that was the last convicts to leave Norfolk Island.
What a story. Mm. Thank you so much, Beth.
You're welcome.
Bethany Holland with Pauline Newman on Norfolk Island. And we return to the museum next week for the story of how they helped keep Sydney folk alive when crops failed and starvation loomed.